We've been getting reaction to President Trump's speech to Congress last night. You can hear Democrat Steve Cohen at hereandnow.org if you miss it on the radio. And joining us on Skype is Republican Congressman Ralph Abraham of Louisiana. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
And what did you think of the president's speech?
Oh, I thought it was a really, really good speech. Basically, he gave a bold and inspirational vision for America.
It also was a bit confusing to some people who, you know, we've been watching him as he's become president and as he's been president over the last month or so. And it seems like there are two people. There's the guy that we saw last night that a lot of people are saying is very presidential. And then there's the other person who, you know, goes after the New York Times and CNN on Twitter and says that, you know, millions of illegal immigrants voted illegally.
What I can tell you is that when I've been with the president on a personal basis, in meetings, at retreats and seminars, the president that you saw last night was the president that I always see, very measured, very logical, a very caring man. And, you know, I understand that the rhetoric that he used during the campaign and maybe even after it threw some people off. But I think what you saw last night is who President Trump really is.
Is that the President Trump that you would like to see more often?
Oh, much so. Again, what we saw last night is a redefining of the American dream. That was the speech that I think both Democrats and Republicans needed to hear, wanted to hear, particularly on the GOP side. But more importantly, it's what the American population wanted to hear.
So getting down to the details here, when are we going to get a plan on the Affordable Care Act, on whether to repeal and replace it or just fix it or whatever Congress plans to do?
That's already shaping up. As far as the timeline, I would give you a good estimate of somewhere 3 to 4 weeks from today's date. You will see a very formative, a very defined plan, and it is going to give access to every American that wants insurance. It's not going to kick 20 million people off of the Medicaid rolls. There will be a very smooth transition from the repeal to the replace. And as the president spoke last night, there will be many avenues to make this happen, whether it's buying insurance across state line, HSAs, co-ops of businesses, so many options that people are really going to be pleasantly surprised at the final draft.
And you're saying there will be a repeal of Obamacare and then a replacement. It won't just be tweaking.
No, there will be a repeal and pretty much a replace. You saw that pre-existing conditions and a 26-year-old will stay in place. But what I can tell you, you know, as a doctor myself, the ACA has never worked. Let's go back to basics. Let the patient and the doctor decide what's best for that patient. We do a pretty good job at that, actually.
So Gallup recently found that the uninsured rate in your state, Louisiana, fell by nearly half, from 21.7% in 2013 to 12.5% in 2016. Do you think that all those people who are newly covered will be able to keep their health insurance under the new plan?
Yes. And, you know, the other positive thing that I know will come out of the replacement plan is that those that were put on Medicaid expansion, and these are people that are still working but basically are not making ends meet, these people, we want to be moved to an employer-based insurance. And you're going to see that. It's going to take place probably, you know, I'm guessing, and that's all it is, but I would think within 8 to 12 months of the replacement plan, you're going to see a wealth of people move from the Medicaid expansion to employer-based insurance.
What do you feel about what President Trump apparently said yesterday to news anchors who met with him, which is that he's now open to the idea of legalizing people who came into this country illegally?
I think it's a positive message that he is sending out there, that he simply wants to get rid of the criminal illegals. This is the part of that illegal population that we want to go away, go back to wherever they came from. They don't deserve to be in this country. But by putting that message out to the media that you just referenced, it tells you that President Trump is open to suggestions, open to solutions.
So you're okay as a Republican with a path to citizenship?
Well, the path to citizenship has got to still involve that those that have come in on an illegal basis have got to go to the back of the line. Those that have done it the right way, those have got to take precedence. I mean, they have played the game fairly, and, you know, I'm not one to tolerate somebody that plays the game unfairly.
But you don't require, in your mind, that all of the people who are here illegally be deported?
No, I don't think you're going to deport 11 to 12 million people. I mean, that's not a realistic goal, and I don't think it's something that's going to happen. And President Trump has really backed off very quickly that rhetoric that he wants that to happen. I think what he is after is, again, to get the bad people out of this country that have come in illegally. Those that are here illegally and are producing income, paying taxes, contributing to society, I think there's going to be another avenue for them to eventually get maybe citizenship or at least some legal status. But again, they've got to understand that there are a lot of people ahead of them in the line.
That's Congressman Ralph Abraham, a Republican of Louisiana. Congressman, thanks.
Thank you so much.